Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Wolf Totem, written by Zheng Rong and read by Jason Culp.
After he'd fed the animals, Chun cleaned out the wagon to move to the new pasture land. When he looked up, he saw Bilgay coming toward him on a wagon filled with wood. He jumped down, scooped up the wolf cub, and put him back in his burrow, quickly covering it with the wooden plank and setting the rock down on top. His heart was racing. Yellow and Yor, tails wagging, rushed out with the puppies to greet the old man. Chun followed to unload Bilge's cart, take care of the ox, and lift down the old man's heavy carpenter's kit. Prior to every move to new grazing land, Bilge came over to make repairs to the student's wagon.
"Papa," Chun said nervously, "I can manage. You don't need to come do that for us."
"Manage isn't good enough," the old man said. "This is going to be a long trip, and there are no roads. It'll take 2 or 3 days to get there. One wagon breaking down along the way will slow the entire brigade."
"Well, at least you can go inside for some tea while I unload your wagon."
"Your tea is too black for me."
Then, without warning, he walked over to the burrow.
"Let me see your wolf cub," he said darkly.
Flustered by this unexpected development, Chun tried to stop the old man.
"There's nothing to see," he said. "Why not have some tea?"
"It's been almost a month," Bilge said, his rheumy eyes glaring, "and still you won't let me see it."
"Papa," Chun said somewhat desperately, "I'm raising it to breed a litter of wolfhounds."
The old man's face showed how angry he was.
"Nonsense," he roared. "This is absolute nonsense. You might be able to get a wolfhound with wolves from somewhere else, but not Mongolian wolves. What makes you think a Mongolian wolf would mate with a dog? He'd just as soon kill and eat her."
As his anger grew, his goatee quivered.
"I don't know what's gotten into you people lately. I've lived on the grassland for over 60 years, and this is the first time I've even heard someone suggest what you're doing. Do you really think you can raise one of these alongside a litter of dogs? How can you speak of wolves and dogs in the same breath?"